Today is Saturday of the fifth week of Lent. Tomorrow is Palm Passion Sunday. Have you picked up your palm at the church? They're out waiting for you in a bucket on the what we call the east side of the fellowship hall, just past the canopy when you drive up. Our theme for this Saturday is this: one who comforts. Our scripture is Luke 7:13. When Jesus saw her, he had compassion for her and said to her, "Do not weep." A widow overcome with her loss accompanies the funeral procession of her only son. Jesus sees her as he walks nearby and responds with empathy to the immensity of her sadness. He realizes that not only has she lost a beloved child, but she also will have no financial support because she is a widow. He follows the natural impulse of his heart and reaches out to her, reviving the son and giving him back to his mother. All it took to relieve her pain was the movement of his compassion and a few words. "Young man, I say to you, rise." That's in Luke 7:14, the next verse. We rarely receive back something precious we have lost, but we are often able to benefit from divine compassion, as did the widow of Nain. When my father died suddenly, I was 40 years old. His death shattered my joy. Not long after this misfortune, a friend sent a sympathy card that brought me much needed comfort. The cover of the card portrayed a lamb carefully cradled with two strong hands, obviously those of the Good Shepherd. I felt consoled in knowing that I was being held with a similar kind of embrace. The compassion of the Holy One found me through the empathy of my friend's simple, caring gesture. Sometimes the most ordinary expressions of compassion bring about the most extraordinary gifts of comfort. Good thing to remember these days when there's much to be consoled and comforted about. Hear now this prayer. Heart of comfort, time and again you wrap your tenderness around my confusion and unhappiness. Remind me when I hesitate or forget that I can bring your comforting presence to the hurting people who enter my life. Amen. So today, here's what we should do. Try this intention. I comfort a person who experiences hurt.